Oh my gosh. I know when I started the challenge of actually doing a show, so many things loomed in front of me, the tech, the production, the equipment. Oh, right. But way bigger issue that loomed in front of me, the hesitation, the procrastination, the pushback came from actually being on camera, on video, in front of people. I would much rather grab this, put it in my hand, and stand on a stage in front of 5,000 people, which I've done before, than to be on video. And I know I'm not alone. So many people struggle with video, with this being on camera, talking to people when actually there's nobody to talk back to, but there really is. And it's really a big part of who you are and your brand. And brand is so much more than pretty colors and a really cool logo. So, what if you could reduce your video fears and attract clients faster and more consistency? Would that be beneficial to you, your bottom line, and your heart-centered business? I'll guarantee that it would. We are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points like, oh my God, video, right? We talk about that. And we go one step further and we give you points, tips, tricks, workarounds to ease that pain and those challenges that we face every single day as female entrepreneurs to get us out there in the world. If you're watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, thank you so much. We very much appreciate and value you as our audience. If by chance there's a link above you in the feed, go ahead and click that. Come on over to our platform. We'll be able to see you and your comments over here. Who am I? I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics because most are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear. Sometimes it's video. Oh, we're going to talk about that. And they have settled for average. Like they're just going to play it safe, hang out here in C plus land. Right? It's not good enough for me. So I help them keep on track by setting attainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their business and personal lives, and taking their dreams to reality. And bottom line, I provide peak performance scaling strategies for broke, growth-minded entrepreneurs so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves and you start making money in your business. You can find me at erinstrayer.com. All right. Who are we talking to today? Oh my gosh. After spending 20 years in branding and advertising industry, working with Fortune 500 companies, great big, extremely large corporations, as well as small businesses, and branding several TV channels and shows, entrepreneurs and coaches and experts now hire Eve to take their business to the next level and grow it online with the power of video, storytelling, and strategy. She teaches them how to stand out, attracting dream clients consistently by being themselves. It's going to be a fun show today, people. Eve's going to rock your thought process. Please welcome my friend, Eve Fovada.
Such a great pleasure to be here.
Oh my gosh, you're okay. So, Eve, you're coming all the way to us from the Ukraine.
Yes.
So, I just want to say it's like nighttime for you. So thank you so much for carving out time in your evening to hang out with us here. And I am so excited to bring you and your energy and who you are in the world to our platform and our listeners because I've been moved by you. I do you and your personality. I love how you show up in the world and I'm so excited to share you. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. And I have to tell you a big secret. 3 years ago, I saw your show and I had that thought, I want to be on this show one day. Here we're talking about manifesting. You know, I met you by accident in Mel's group. There are no accidents, you know.
Right.
So I'm so excited to be here because it's literally a dream come true. Mm. So today we're going to talk about something really juicy and really something which I love to talk about. And this is branding and visual storytelling and video fears specifically. Mm. And I know we were talking about this a lot with you. And I know that it sounds kind of funny that people who own video a lot, and they're like you and me and some other people, they still have that little fears. There are many newbies who believe that, okay, once we overcome this fear, this is done forever, and okay, that's it. But today we're going to talk about something really important, how to go over these fears, acknowledge them, and actually deal with them and feel really, really confident with all your communication, not just video.
It's so good. And I know that, you know, if we are in the online space, it's absolutely imperative that video is part of our docket, right? Like, we have to be there, be seen, be present, show up. And yes, it's so scary for so many people. And I'm not exactly kidding you. When I started, I would have rather taken this and stood on a stage in front of 5,000 people than to turn the camera on and talk.
Funny enough, for many people, it's easier to speak to real people in the audience than to talk to faceless camera.
Right. Yeah, because it's easy when you're on a stage and you can see the reaction of people. Yes. Where when you're on video, unless people are commenting, and thank you so much. There's a lot of ladies watching with us today. And this is huge for you and your tribes, people, for what you do in your business, whether, you know, whatever you do, if you have a product or a service or you're part of an MLM, it doesn't really matter what you do. Being on video is so huge for connecting. And it's so hard at the same time. It's just so hard. Yeah. So I know Christy Moe's on here. She said, even as an actor, video is intimidating.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you see, it's an interesting thing. I was interviewing a video marketing guru, and I will not mention who is he, but he told one really important thing. He said that video is the closest thing to a window to your customer's soul without sitting across with them in real life. Yeah. So for many entrepreneurs, this is a tool which allows us to be with our customers before we invite them to discovery calls, before they even know us. And this increases amount of yeses on discovery calls, and we get more clients because they know who we are. And we basically reject people who don't want to work with us before we even get in touch with them. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. And please, people, share this out, because the information that's going to come in the next 30 minutes, and it's going to come hard and it's going to be fast. Get a wheelbarrow, sharpen your pencil, whatever you got to do. But share this video with your tribe and your people, because it's going to be really bringing in a lot of huge tips to connect with your ideal clients, really. And so that they know you ahead of time. And I think that's a really key point that you just dropped. And it's true. Cause people in the know, like, and trust lane any longer, right? Like, it used to be all phone calls and connecting on, you know, at networking events, and that's all good. But if you run an online business,
different.
I'm not going to be at a networking event in the Ukraine, even though I'd love to be, Eve.
I'm inviting you. No problem. Come here.
Right? That the connection has to be made, and people, I think, pick up on your energy and who you are and what you stand for and your consistency before they drop and get into their wallet to hire you.
And the more important part, you see, when we talk about branding, and it's not about logo, as you just said, we are talking about how you present yourself. What if your authentic brand is basically start with you? And that's why people can see who you are, and they can connect with you, with your energy, exactly just what you say. Because people buying energy, people buying this vibe which you share with them. And video is the closest tool which can help you to connect with them on that vibrational level.
Yeah. And I want to take that a step farther, because I know that you your brilliance is really in video branding, and yes. but you take that a whole step farther. I mean, your background is extensive with TV brand, station and channel branding and Fortune 500 branding. So even today, I mean, I think people should have an idea of what branding really is, because it isn't really pretty colors. I mean, they're all pretty, right? Like pretty colors and a really cool logo. It's so much more than that. So can you like just nail it one more time for the people, like really what Absolutely. A brand is, and then we're going to get going.
See, it's a very interesting thing. Logo and brand color is actually called brand identity in corporate world, and they're actually not a brand. So many people do know already that logos and colors are not a brand. But the actual brand definition is this. The brand is an image in customers' mind, which customers created by themselves based on the other customers' testimonials, experience with your product or services, and the information which you share online and offline via different mediums. So as you see, we have very little control over branding, in fact, because customers created by themselves. That means that we really need to have the holistic approach across all the information which we share. We really need to have an idea which we share consistently and very coherent idea that people can see us in all the varieties through different mediums and understand, do they want to connect with the brand? Because I'm not going to talk just about the personal brand. I'm going to talk more about the business brand, because I'm helping my clients to grow their business. And that means that clients start building relationships with the brand. So you withdraw yourself a little bit, have fun time, and your brand is working for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I want to highlight one of the comments. Sharon McMillan said, connecting to the energy of the watcher is so amazing. That's why she loves lives. And I think that like brings back that same point of driving it home and really firming up that brand of who you are authentically. Customers create your branding themselves. Totally new understanding for me. Yeah. So
it's mind blowing. Yeah,
it is. And really when we start to talk video to the world, our ideal clients automatically, it's like switching the lighthouse on, right? Or the magnet. Yeah. They're automatically drawn to our energy because it's like energy. And regardless, those people continue to come in. They might not need you, but they know somebody that's just like you that needs you, right? And that's how this whole snowball thing happens. And so why is this brand alignment? Because there's a lot of people that are doing it wrong.
Yeah, Clearly. See, what I usually help people with is alignment between your personality, your audience, and your business model. And when we need to focus on this, basically at the beginning of your online business, everything is like all around, you are experimenting with things, you are trying new things, so it's all fine. But after 3 years, when the things are established, you are finally making money and something happened, and I heard it quite a lot from many entrepreneurs, established entrepreneurs, when they say, you know, I built the business, everything is just right. I'm making money, I have clients, I understood my niche, but something is wrong. And that but something is wrong indicates that there is no alignment between your personality, audience, and business model. There are many people who would love to change their business model. And now when we talk about the brand, which delivers this holistic experience to customers so that they understand that they want to work with us, that alignment, this is what they are looking for, to see that coherent approach in the customer experience, in the services which you deliver to them, and in your vibration and energy.
Yeah. And a lot of times those that disconnect, right? Like I was just like feeling into that statement that there is so much of the disconnect, and people realize that there's a hole, a disconnect, something that's not connecting there, and connecting with someone like you that's like, hey, let me check it out. Let me take a look at your business. Let me take a look at what you're doing, what you're not doing. And oh, poof, here you go. By the way, you're just slightly out of alignment here from what I see. And let's put a little bit more than a Band-Aid on that, yeah, and change some of the model just a little bit so that you are in a little bit more alignment. Yeah, I like that, because I know I've sat through a session with you, and I was impressed with the depth and the it's more than a high overview when people sit with you, and it's really, really, it's eye opening. It's another way to come at what I've already been looking at time after time after time after time. And it becomes, for me, just looking at it, it becomes repetitive. But when you bring somebody else's eyeballs, somebody else that has that, the experience and exactly what I want to be focused on, mm-hmm, into the picture, it's really quite something to sit and be in those ideas and in that process and in those the expertise that you bring forward. And it's really cool. So how, I know, yep, people like have so many fears around this, and I want to kind of like go back there, because that's where we started with the fears and how to reduce the visibility fears so that we can show up a little bit more. You want to take it there? Because I know that that's something that you spend a lot of time
focusing, yeah, can you on, hear me? Because there's something is happening with my computer, so I just need to be sure that, yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah, we're all good on my end. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you good?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now I can see everything.
So good. Okay. Yeah. That's just the connection between the U.S. and the Ukraine. It's all good.
So, okay. So when we talk about the video in all this story, because right now we talk about three disconnected things, and it's like, that is branding, that is alignment. Where is video here? You know, how these all things connected? And the reality is that video is an indicator of all our emotional states and fears. And that's extremely helpful, because imagine this, you have perfect logo, you have perfect content, you have perfect everything, but you don't want to show up. You just don't want to show up. And you create the message which is reflecting that fear. And I will give you an example. I had a client who came to us for complete rebranding, and they were 12 years in business. And it was kind of fine. It was working. But for some reason, they were always competing with people who were charging lesser than them. And they were giving like a smallest price in the market. That was really terrible, because the quality of the product was the best. So we asked them, what kind of message do they deliver? And they said, we create the best possible product for the smallest price. And I was like, look, here is a problem. You have a fear. You have a fear to charge the quality which you deliver. And why is this so? And they actually had the fear of competition. So we all have fears which are somehow reflect in our message, in our brand, in so many things. And online, it's even more terrible than offline, because what the example which I gave you, it's an offline example. So it's a different thing. And what I mean to say that there are many fears which we do not realize we have. We do not acknowledge these fears. And that's why it can hold us from our brand, from our success in business for quite a long time, because we're just not aware that we have these fears. They're on our subconscious level. And video help us like litmus paper, because video is such an extreme fearful thing. It's like a parachute jump, you know, for many people, specifically live video. And in a moment we start doing this live videos, these fears popping up. And in a moment we're going to talk why this happened, why it is absolutely normal, and how to use this absolutely natural psychological phenomenon and use it for our advantage.
I love that you call it a bungee jump, because it's so that. And there's some really good comments on here. Ladies, I'm loving your comments, but it's throwing me off base here a little bit. But it's really it's so that. It's so that bungee jump, right? Like the down and then the up and then the constant elasticity in the fear of the jump off point. And how can you hear me? Are we losing you again?
Just a little second. It's crazy interview. I'm really sorry because my computer needs charging. Just a
second. I'm going to drop her down to the green room while she does that. But it's really interesting how we jump off and then recoil and jump back on and recoil and the fear. We conquered it one time and now we're coming back and we get to do it again. And I agree 100% with you, Christy, as far as you feeling attacked, that Eve's calling you out on your fears. And Elizabeth says, if you don't engage in video promotion, it's an indicator of our own fears. Absolutely. Sometimes we think we don't want to show up and we devalue ourselves. Oh my gosh. That is so, so, so true. Could you hear that? The fact that when we don't show up, we actually devalue ourselves. And I think that that's a huge disservice, not only to ourselves, but to everybody else out there. I think it's, when we hold our gifts to ourselves and be selfish with who we are and what we are, it is massively devaluing. I agree 100% with you, Elizabeth. And it's a disservice to everybody else to not, it's selfish.
Yeah, it is.
It's selfish. I'm just going to call it what it is.
And sometimes we want to show up and something inside blocking us. There is some kind of resistance and we can overcome it. And we feel like, we're doing something really, really wrong. We feel guilty that we're not showing up. We're not sharing our content. So the pain is real,
And so is there like one or two quick little tips to get, like, just step out and step into that fear? Because like, what happens when you just do it one time? I remember the first time. I can remember I was all by myself. I was in my car. I had just driven on my property and I knew if I went like even, another 300 yards onto my property, I was not going to have any cell signal. So I like stopped at the gate and I turned the video on and I'm like, it's now or never. And I did it. And I had no idea what I was going to talk about, but I turned the camera on and I sat there and I did it. So how do we take the leap? How do we do that?
So there are several small things which you need to know first before you start making your first videos. And I deliberately want to focus on this part because many people think, am I so stupid that I have that fear of video? It's such a simple thing. You switch on your phone and that's it. Why can't I do it? And I want to tell you, you are just fine. You're absolutely normal because you see, if you somehow show up online, and online is a space when you don't see your viewers, you don't see your readers, etc., your mind telling you that the visibility is dangerous, specifically when you don't have enough communication, enough likes, enough shares, etc. The visibility is such a thing which requires a lot of brain activity, and your brain uses 20% of the energy of your body. So your mind, which is the reptilian part of your brain, which is actually responsible for the safety of your body, telling you that, okay, you're doing that visibility, you are trying so hard, and nobody is responding, there is nobody even behind that camera, what are you doing? Stop it now! And then you're experiencing this fear because this is your body holding you back. So it's absolutely normal to have it. This is what speakers have. This is what you will have as a person who is going to create your own live videos. So it's normal. Don't think about that. What you need to do, you really need to overcome this fear. You really need to overcome, to explain your body that it is a safe activity. And there are two things which we are going to talk right now about. I don't know if Erin liked to ask me about this something.
Because
one of them is we need to start working on our limiting beliefs. And limiting beliefs, again, the good news, most of them are not yours. So this is not a good thing, because you pick them up when you were below 7 years old. So somebody told you something, like, for example, my voice is really, really loud, and everybody, most of the people, saying to me that, can you please speak a little bit more? Not that loud. Don't be that loud. Just be modest. Be modest. And I'm like,
yeah.
Be a little bit more shy, you know, after all, why are you all the time there, you know, and that said a part of me, and that's what I've been like this since I remember myself. So this is a limiting belief which I picked, that I'm not good enough because I'm too loud, too visible, and my body, my mind, obviously telling me that I do not supposed to do videos, because when I showing up on my personal profile, every time I think that, oh my God, my school friends will think that I am that stupid girl from YouTube who is trying to be more visible. She's just trying to grab attention for herself. And they will think that I'm selfish, terrible person who is just promoting herself for the sake of herself. Specifically, my school friends don't know English. So for them, I'm just a person who is popping up on their profile for no reason.
Right.
So you see, this is all the mental game. So what video will help you to do, your video will help you to understand the things. So I know these fears, and I'm explaining you about them, and I acknowledge these fears because I tried it out, because I popped up on my profile, I experienced that fear, I write it down, and I said, okay, can I live with it? Yeah, I can. So fine, let me go with that. Do I have a better value or a reason to be on my profile or on my page or show up than just, you know, to not show up? What is more valuable for me, to be visible or not to be visible? It seems for many people who really love my services, visibility makes more sense. So then I show up for my ideal clients instead of showing up for random people, for masses, for the earth, you know. So it really make life much easier. Then another thing which really, really helpful is the practical approach. So consider that live videos and recorded videos as well, but later, initially live videos, is a visibility gym. So when we talk about the challenges, I personally use this method a lot, and this is super, super powerful. This is 30 days challenge. For 30 days, you rewrite your problem, which is in your mind, which you believe that something is stopping you from that visibility. If you will show up 30 days in a row, preferably with live video, preferably on your page or maybe on your profile, let it be. So in this case, you will see a lot of resistance from your side. You have to write down where is the problem, what exactly popping up in your head. You will really need to go live, preferably in the same time. And in 30 days, you will teach your body that video is safe, being visible is safe, and you will be surprised how much more confident you will be by the end of such challenge. And I personally doing these challenges at least twice a year for myself, because, well, it's a gym.
It's a gym. I know.
Yeah.
And I want to segue right into that, because you actually preface and give out this 50-minute training on branding your brilliance so that we can grow those gym muscles of video and being seen and being out there and stepping out, jumping off, being hooked to the edge, knowing we're going to come right back up and we're still going to be breathing. We're not going to drown. Nobody's going to think we're stupid. It doesn't matter if we stumble over our words. And it's funny, because doing this show, so many people go, do you edit? What editing platform do you use, Erin? And I said, I don't edit anything, because when it shows I'm real, I show up, I'm authentic. If I stumble over a word, if I say something wrong, if I make up words, which I do all the time, right? Like, that's me. That's who I am. I don't script. Yeah. This isn't scripted, people. I don't know if you can figure that out. This isn't scripted, because this is all connecting and asking questions. And I put myself in the place of you, right? Like, I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to be with the education. And so how do I get to show up? I get to show up authentically. So if I stumble, good job. If I make up words, good job. Guess what? I still showed up, right? I still showed up. I was still consistent. I still got out there, but it was harder than everything to do it. Yeah.
People don't realize how hard it is to actually be visible on such a constant basis like you're doing it. It's incredible. I mean, like, you are a hero. So people like consider you entertainer. You are a hero.
Aww. You know? I'm glad you think that. I don't think that of myself, but you know, it's it actually has become a passion where at before it was like a whole crap. And now it's become a passion because I've realized how much I enjoy, but it's way different to be on camera by myself. So talk about your 50-minute training here.
Yeah. So in this training, we actually go deeper in all the things which we discussed today. So what is a brand? How to do this alignment? How to build the brand inside out? And in each step in your personality, when we talk about the personal branding, audience, when we talk about the niching and niche marketing, the business branding, so all the things, how video play separate different role in each step. Now we also talk a lot about the mindset, and the mindset is the first part when we talk about the alignment with your personality. Basically all the things which we were talking today are more related to personal branding and alignment with yourself. So it is a step number one, alignment with your own self. The biggest problem, I think, for many people is that they don't want to know themselves. Know thyself is the most horrible thing in the world. And that's why video is so helpful at this stage. Also, we're talking about the storytelling and how storytelling is related to the audience, how to build this connection with video, how we do understand what our customers are, what is brand archetype. So many other things which will help you to understand how to brand your brilliance with video authentically. And also by the end of the training, we are talking about the business branding. So basically, what kind of videos do we use so that your brand start working on you and you really withdraw yourself a little bit, and then you build your vision for several years, and slowly you build the brand which is actually working for you, and you scale your business.
It's you know, it's really a cool program, and it's really it takes you from zero to however many lives, to however many views, to putting you on a consistent schedule, to having you show up at the gym over and over, right? And to really grow that muscle and to position yourself as an expert and to be seen as such. And it allows people to really feel into you and who you are consistently. And you guys seriously grab that. The link's in the feed. Hop in Eve's. You got a group, Eve? You got a group?
Yeah, I have a group. I think you will share the link. It is called Brand with Video for Coaches and Experts. And by the way, by the end of the training, you will also receive the sequence of the emails with the challenge in the group and PDF how to sell this video. So it's not just training. It's a lot of things which are coming on your way, a lot of gifts. Yeah. And you can enjoy practicing the things during the challenge in my group. So if you will subscribe for this training, you will find out what my group is, and you will receive a lot of value.
Yeah, it's really worth your time, people. And Eve is a ridiculous wealth of information when it comes to not only branding, but branding specifically with video and video content and what that does to show up stronger in your lane and who you are as the expert in your lane. And seriously, spend some time with her, hop on her challenge, hop in her training, and take yourself to that next level. Step out of fear, go to the gym. Go to the gym with Eve. Yes. And really, really stick her in your pocket and start hanging out in her world and step over that line of fear. Don't let it hold you back, especially when it comes to video. So anyways, you guys hang out with Eve. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight and carving time out of your evening again to be with us. I appreciate you. Everybody else that's been watching us from wherever you are in the world, we truly appreciate you and your viewership and being our audience. We love it. If this was of value to you, please share it to your group and your tribes. And we will see you right back here soon. Take care, everybody.
Bye.